Virta BioResearch in Seattle has been granted a license to produce marijuana for study. Virta CEO Jessica Tanani says it's a big deal, as very little research is done anywhere in the U.S. on different properties of cannabis. She says they want to focus on compounds besides THC, the drug that gets you high.
Most of the plants out in the market today and available to growers produce THC. A number of plants do produce small levels of other compounds. And so our goal is to breed these plants so that they produce higher levels of chemicals outside of THC. And once the plants produce those chemicals, we can then isolate them and research what they do.
Tanani says the first phase of the research will be the breeding of various strains that contain the six or seven compounds, including CBD, the compound that is finding favor in treating many ailments, including seizures. Eventually, they plan lab research on tissue cultures to see how they react to the chemicals. The overall theme is to find compounds that promote health and wellness, or chemicals that could treat a specific disease or help deal with issues like anxiety. Tanani says she expects other labs may be granted similar licenses to study other aspects of cannabis.
There is so much research that needs to be done. Anything from how you grow cannabis to what sort of chemicals you should or should not be putting on it to types of light to how you use it. And so we really hope that other groups apply and come on board and help answer some of these questions.
Tanani says until now, the few researchers nationwide that are looking into cannabis have had to use marijuana produced at a federal facility in Mississippi that has very low potency compared to the commercial strains that are available legally in several U.S. states. And very few researchers were allowed to participate in that program. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.